Now, was the pain the same on the second one? It just didn't last as long, or was it like 1% less painful than the first time?
The pain of it moving, like what I felt in the middle of the night, the whole moving out of the kidneys into the urinary tract, that was about the same as before. Super intense to the point where, like, you get the you go cold and your body shivers and you can't.
It's like the lyrics to Thriller, dude.
That's pretty much the best way I can describe it. Your body starts to shiver.
Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah.
What you got against jelly?
I don't know. I just don't like... I'm weird. It's cold, and I don't like biting into cold sandwiches.
Wait, most sandwiches are cold.
I know, but I don't like it. So I don't eat too many sandwiches.
Oh.
It's the hot ones.
Meatball with mustard.
I mean, like, I would have a club sandwich, but it would be, you know, toasted, so there was just an illusion.
That's different, yeah.
Yeah. Like, this was hot once. It's cooled.
It might still be hot by the time it gets to you.
Yeah.
Or warm, at least.
Get a nice panini.
Yeah, panini!
Well, I hope you're recording this, because this is a podcast right here.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
I'm getting hungry.
So who's going to win the big game? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? I know you guys are all just on the edge of your seats excited.
I'll say Carolina. I thought it was going to be Carolina and the... I thought it was going to be a kiddie Super Bowl. I thought it was going to be the Bengals and the fucking Panthers.
No.
I was wrong.
It's horse v. kitty.
Yeah.
Horse versus cat.
Those Broncos. I think that Manning will choke.
Nah.
Yep.
NFL wants them to win. They got some. They'll have some of them refs do some question calls
in the pocket.
Yeah, it'll be like the Super Bowl with the. It'll be like the Super Bowl with the 49ers play and the power went out. They're playing the Saints.
Or like that World Series with the White Sox that became Black Sox.
The 1919 White Sox?
Just like that.
I thought you were going to say it's like the one that did earthquake in like 89.
that was in Frisco, Amanda.
Was it Frisco?
What was?
The 89 World Series, they had an earthquake and it like...
Oh, right.
That's when the Bay Bridge collapsed.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Someone did a botched job on the bridge.
That's what happens when you have two levels, right?
Yeah, I should stop that shit.
Man wasn't meant to drive under other man. Mm-mm.
Next
one of those
two.
Apes. Yeah, it's one of those apes commands. Like, ape shall not kill ape. Man shall not drive on top of other man.
Yeah. I like
the
that.
New one's supposedly not much better.
Mm. Oh, really?
When they opened it, there was, like, all sorts of controversy about how it wasn't any safer. I don't remember what the issue
was. It's
good
thing they spent, like, $4 billion on it.
Right? But I remember reading something about how if another earthquake happened, then that bridge would be just as vulnerable.
But I mean, living in San Francisco, you're just like, you know, one day it's going to happen, right?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, down here, I mean, it's like, yeah, one day we're going to fall into the ocean and die.
Yeesh.
Right?
And the rest of the country won't care. They'll be like, ha-ha, how's your fucking weather now, SoCal?
Yeah. No, you'll be a prison like in Escape from LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if there's a tsunami, then we're screwed. But yeah. I'm not going to worry about that until it happens.
Well, at least it doesn't snow.
At
least it doesn't snow.
Oh.
We'll take the quick death over the... Well, I guess you get crummy weather up there, too.
Yeah, I mean, how... That's an instant death, right? When the wave hits you?
When the wave hits you, yeah. But you got to wait for it to get to you.
I would do the Taya Leone move where you just
hug your dad.
Yeah, stare right at it, man.
I don't think she looked at it. I think he looked at it and she like buried her head in his chest.
Oh yeah. He's like, hey, I bet you regret not taking that helicopter, huh?
Shouldn't have given it to Dr. Weaver and her kid.
I know. What a dumb movie.
It's like, and she, it's cute that you forgave me now that we're about to die. I mean, that's cool. You could have done it years ago, but no, I guess beggars can't be choosers.
She's like, remember that time you were a real bitch? Hey, never mind. Don't worry about it. Here, have my
seat.
You
too. You know, like right before the wave hit him, he pushed her in. He was like, bitch! You going first.
That would suck.
Oh, fucking Deep Impact.
Pretty good.
But yeah, it's not a bad movie. Gets a lot of shit, but it's not a bad movie. Robert Duvall is good in it.
Morgan Freeman was the first black president.
He was. And look what happened to the world. A black president, world gets destroyed.
Yeah.
Coincidence? Yeah, not like so.
I think it's so funny because when I saw him as president, I'm like, I can get behind that. Morgan Freeman would make a great president.
He's got my vote.
He's got a great voice. He can talk to people.
Yeah. Now everyone's Samuel Jackson's president.
Oh, yeah, Danny Glover.
I can't see him as president.
Danny Glover was president too. In the movie with the some kind of end of the world. What was it? 2012?
Was Danny Glover the president in 2012?
I think so.
Really?
I don't know. Now I'm doubting it.
You're gonna have to fact check that.
I don't remember. That was such a stupid concept for a movie.
Are you nuts? They're flying over Hawaii, and then there's a... Everything shifts, and then they go from Hawaii to China. Because the planet just straight up rotated crazily.
Well, let's see. Danny Glover. Let's check it out. Samuel Jackson was president in Big Game. That came out last year. Let's see. Can we get the African-American president trifecta with Mr. Danny Glover?
I think so. He's too old for this
Why does he make the trifecta?
Because we already named two African-American presidents. And are you sure you're not thinking about him being like the Secretary of State in Shooter, the Mark Wahlberg movie?
I think he's I think he's the president.
Hang on. I'm trying to get... He does a lot of
movies. Fox was the president once, too.
Oh, that's true. They tried to take over the White House.
What's a four-fecta called?
Wasn't Chris Rock in a presidential movie, too?
Yeah, he was head of state.
Yeah, he was the alderman that became
from
president.
Ward 9. I like head of state a lot. Danny Glover, President Thomas Wilson.
Oh, dang. You owe me.
Get that man. Get you. Tandy Newton, your girlfriend's in it.
I know. She's hot, mama.
Chiwetel Ejiofor, whatever, the guy from...
I like him.
In 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, he was also... He was also like a samurai in that one movie with
Samurai's.
Serenity.
Yes, he was. The operative.
Yeah, why is he walking around with a sword anyway?
It's the future.
Who does that? Shouldn't he have a ray gun or something?
Yeah.
Honestly, Firefly is the worst science fiction ever.
And then them fighting words to some people.
I know, that's why.
Wait,
I said it.
Why?
I don't know. They look like they're just a bunch of homeless people in the future riding around on crazy...
Well, you know my stance
on
Firefly.
That's the point.
I like Serenity, but I don't really care for Firefly.
I agree. I think Serenity is fantastic.
I hate all of you.
I can't get into the show at all. I try. I don't think I've ever gotten past the fourth episode.
Did you see that badass Skeletor sculpture? Justin?
I did. It was like 20 something inches tall.
Oh my god. The Sideshow collectible?
Yeah, it's like $600 or $500.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those things where it's just too nerdy to own. Like, if you see it, you're like, wow, that's pretty cool, man. But if you own it, then you're just an asshole that owns a bunch of nerdy shit.
You're like, how much did you spend on that?
Yeah. I could look at Sideshow collectible stuff all day long and say, wow. That's pretty friggin' sweet. But I feel like the day that I were ever to buy one, you guys can call me the biggest asshole in the world. Some shit's just too nerdy. Coming from a guy that's part of Geek Legacy, and I pride myself on being a geek, I have my limits. Know your limits, Mr. Wayne.
And $700. Fucking...
$700 Skeletor statue is it. I can't do it.
It looks pretty rad, though.
It does. It looks
what
really
if it
great.
Was Hordak?
He works out. What if it were bookends and one was Hordak and one was Skeletor?
You'd have to register somewhere, so we'd have to get you gifts.
Oh. Or the bookends could be Snake Mountain and Castle Grayskull.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Even though Castle Grayskull looks pretty scary.
It is. It's pretty gnarly.
That was the one thing they didn't really get right in the that's one of the many things they didn't get right in the Masters of the Universe movie was. The inside of Castle Grayskull looked all like shiny. Beautiful. And like, yeah.
It should be some derelict piece of shit where some slumlord got kicked out.
Yeah.
For just being too shady.
I got on a kick where I was watching a bunch of like fan-made documentaries on makings of Masters of the Universe. And that like final battle between like Skeletor and He-Man, you know how it just goes like dark and it's all like stupid?
Yeah, and they're just like twirling their weapons and stuff?
Yeah, I guess like Canon Pictures like pulled funding. They're like, yeah, we got the ending. And he's like, what do you mean? All I shot was Skeletor saying, let this be our final battle, and that's it. And they're like, well, the audience will figure it out.
Wow.
And like the director's like, what are you talking about? We didn't even have said final battle. And so you want me to cut from let this be our final battle to like credits. Everyone celebrating? And like they're like, oh yeah, don't worry, we got this. We're over budget, we got this. And so like the director, the DP, and like a gaffer like went back with Dolph Lundgren and Robert or Frank Langella, and they shot it, but they had to shoot it like in like one night, and so that's why it gets all like dark and stupid with like one light behind them and stuff like that.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about Masters of the Universe, like as cheeseball as the cartoon is, the architecture is phenomenal.
Yeah.
The design, the world building in Masters of the Universe is just incredible. And I don't even know if there's anything that compares to it.
No, I agree. It's great. And Frank Langella is amazing as Skeletor.
Makes me want to watch the movie again.
Like he takes it serious. Like Skeletor is, like in Masters of the Universe, Skeletor is legit.
Yeah. When he is going to kill the sorceress, and Matt Arms is like, you dare threaten her life? And he's like, I dare anything. I am Skeletor. Like, I believe it, buddy.
Yeah.
You got me.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. If they would have just got a better He-Man and maybe a different script and
director
and everything.
Dolph Lundgren's badass as He-Man.
He looks like it, but they should have went with the original plan and, like, redubbed over him.
Oh. He barely talks.
And get rid of Gwildor and just have it be like
Orko. Oh, Orko? Yeah, that was a bad idea. And taking place on Earth is horrible, too. But that's budgets, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's the monies. Why build an Eternia when you can just walk into a record store or a musical store right. And then a high school gym?
Yeah, why go to the desert to shoot?
Yeah, that was a cop-out, to say the least.
But there are some real cool aspects. Like there's like a shot of like after they take over Castle Grayskull, and like Skeletor has like a...
Oh, yeah, the Skype session?
Yeah, and, like, you see, like, all over Eternia, these, like, people trying to fight, and then, like, there's these, like, 80-foot-tall holo projectors of Skeletor talking about, like, we won!
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We're gonna get He-Man and make him kneel.
People of Eternia! Yeah, he's like, I just fucking rule the world right now.
Yeah, he needed a Scotty Evil in his group. It's like, why doesn't he need to heal? Just kneel, just kill him.
Yeah.
Don't make him kneel, just kill him. No, he's got to kneel.
Yeah.
I got this gun. He's tied up. Let me shoot him. You just don't
pretty
get
good.
It. You don't get it, Blade.
Hey, and fucking the principal from Back to the Future's in it.
Yep.
Strickland?
Yeah. Strickland. His name is like Lubick or some shit in,
yeah.
In Rest of the Universe.
Damn it, Lubick!
So nice.
James Tolkan or whatever.
Is he still alive?
Shit, I hope so.
Well, you guys put him in a movie.
Yeah, he is. He was born in 1931.
Put him in a movie.
Sure. Let's do it. Robert Duncan McNeil, Courtney Cox. Got some heavy hitters in the film. Surprised that it didn't do better.
Yeah.
It deserved better. But, you know, there's hope for the new He-Man movie.
Yeah, fucking the boyfriend is the dude from Voyager.
Yeah.
Which Robert one? Duncan.
Paris, is that his name? In
yeah. Oh, Paris.
Yeah, Robert Duncan McNeil.
Paris was stupid.
Yeah, he's pretty terrible.
what? He's like awesomest.
Wasn't he like in jail and he broke out and joined the crew on an accident or something?
Something like that.
There's some dumb story with that guy.
Like that.
Isn't that everybody in Voyager?
Oh man, I love the Klingon girl though.
Torres or whatever.
Yeah, Torres.
Oh. Bolana
Torres.
Woo! She would not be allowed to take her makeup off. I'd be like, hey, baby.
Keep that rubber head on.
Let's make babies.
Were you rewatching Voyager, Randy? Or was it just Rachel?
I was, yeah. Sadly,
Was it terrible?
You know, it's a mixed bag. It's like 75% of the episodes are good. And then 25% are just unwatchable.
That's a really high percentage, Randy.
50-50.
I was rewatching it a few years ago, and I kept falling asleep because it was so fucking boring.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't rewatching it. I never watched the series to begin with, so for me, it was a whole new experience. So even
I wasn't rewatching it either. I was watching it for the first time.
Yeah,
I seen the pilot.
I just realized. Wait, I didn't watch it when it was on TV either.
I watched the pilot and the finale.
Oh,
boom! You know the whole story.
That's right. I know how it begins. Now it ends.
It was on for a long time, too.
That was the launch of the UPN network.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
But you know what? Like, The Next Generation, there's a lot of shit episodes in that.
Oh, yeah.
There are, but I feel like the good episodes... Yeah, the good episodes outweigh the bad episodes, and the acting still pulled the bad episodes through.
The bad episodes are still watchable, but...
Like, on Voyager, I felt like none of the crew were really very compelling at all.
Mm.
Right. But I mean, I think when we all think Next Generation, we think like Judas of Borg, and we think like Descent with like Lore, and we think Q. But like, there's like 15 episode stretches that are just like, oh my God, man. Get on with it.
I like the packlets.
But I feel like it's still okay because you got Riker being like all funny and trying to get in everybody's pants, and you got Worf just being dour and everyone telling him his ideas are stupid, even though he's the security chief.
It's like, you know, I can kill you, right?
And then you got Data, who doesn't understand humanity.
Yeah, they definitely have the best cast.
Yeah.
Data always talking about his neural net.
Yeah. I mean, it's no Enterprise.
His positronic net. No.
Whatever. His fucking broke-ass robot net.
Deep Space Nine was... the first few seasons I didn't really care for.
Yeah,
but like the last three seasons were really, once I got into the war with the Dominion, it got pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ended shittily.
Yeah, that was a weird ending.
Yeah.
That was just oh shit, we gotta end this now.
Like Sisko becomes like a being of light.
Let's make him a spirit. Let's make him a spirit god.
He's gonna leave his kid? It's like, oh, you'll be okay, dude. I know you don't have a mom anymore. I don't have a dad, but
yeah, don't forget that Picard killed your mama. We'll find him.
I'm gonna leave you with your stepmom.
If you see that Picard, kick him right in the balls.
Yeah, this is a real piece of shit.
But that was I remember Deep Space Nine. Like the pilot was pretty rad, seeing that like Picard killed this guy's wife. Basically, was responsible for his death.
A little unnecessary.
But I mean, you think about it like that, like, you know, Picard's like a hero of the Federation and stuff like that. And even though, you know, he wasn't himself when it happened, you know, he's still responsible for like a great many deaths indirectly.
Yeah, they never. I mean, they address it in that episode, but they never really address it. I feel like.
Yeah, he should go to court, like be court-martialed or something.
Well, no. I mean, he, like...
Executed.
I mean, he's, like, has psychological damage and whatever, but I sort of feel like they gloss over the fact that when he was Borg, he just, like, fucked shit up.
Yeah, there's, like, no consequence to it.
He's resilient and adaptable. Those are strengths, guys.
I know it's not his fault, but you would think that somewhere along the travels, they'd run across someone else in Starfleet that maybe blamed him.
You look familiar.
Hang on, they like put like their hand over his face. Wait a minute.
I don't know. Maybe that comes from the world being like a future world where people are
tolerant.
Yeah, more tolerant.
Because
obviously, no one would get away with that shit like in this time period.
Yeah,
maybe a traitor.
another fun thing about Deep Space Nine is how many Next Generation characters ended up on that show. Yeah. Not just like in one episode little arcs, but...
Oh, yeah, O'Brien, he was a regular. Yeah,
and Worf was a regular.
Yeah.
It's like, well, Next Generation is over.
Oh, God.
We need Worf
and Jadzia Dax. God, that made me cry so much.
Then she leaves the show, and then it gets canceled the next season. It's like, you couldn't have stuck around for one more season, lady? You had to go beyond
Well,
Becker.
The last season was pretty bad.
Yeah, and then they had somebody else in the makeup. Like, her symbiote had passed on to somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she left to be on Becker, that Ted Danson show.
Oh, yeah. She worked at, like, the diner or whatever,
yeah,
right?
She owned the diner. That's right. Always stopped in.
She left DS9 for Becker?
Yeah.
It was funny. I liked Becker. I thought it was good.
I liked Ted Danson a lot.
But I liked Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Gets his own jet, you know.
He's Sam Malone.
You think Ted Danson doesn't get his own jet?
Cheers totally holds up on a rewatch too. I think it was like last year I rewatched the whole series of Cheers, and it's still funny.
I just don't like the lady in the first one.
Shelley Long
or whatever her name is.
Shelley Long. Diane.
Yeah, Shelley Long. I can't stand her.
Diane Chambers.
She's pretty annoying.
She is so sitcom-y, it makes me sick.
But what's good about her? What's good about her is that like she always gets her comeuppance. Like she's like snooty. But everyone calls her on it, and she always gets brought down to their level. So it's almost tolerable.
And didn't Sam leave her at the altar in the show?
Yes.
In Cheers.
Fuck her.
She left him at the altar, and then she wanted him back, and then like he left.
Oh.
Decided that he didn't want her, and then they brought in because he lost his bar, and then that's when they brought in Kirstie Alley to run the bar.
And then wasn't she with Frasier?
Yes.
Yeah.
God, that show was such a soap opera.
Yeah, she brought Frasier in, and then Frasier killed it.
And then
I love Frasier. I love that show.
And it was like a super rich guy that owned the bar too.
Yeah, Robin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then there's like this whole thing with kind of like sexual harassment in a lot of ways because what was her name? Kirstie Alley. She had a relationship with Rebecca Howell. Yeah, with the rich guy.
Yeah, her and Robin were a thing, and
yeah.
he let her run the bar, and then Ted Danson was always trying to get in her pants.
Yeah, and then there was like a falling out.
But... Yeah, sexual relationships were different in sitcoms in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, they were all pretty much having sex and didn't seem to have any consequences.
Well, it was the 80s.
Yeah. Free love.
There wasn't this thing called AIDS.
There's one episode in Cheers that doesn't stand. It's Sam finds out one of his former playing buddies was gay, and like he wrote this tell-all book, and Sam had this big event at his bar to like celebrate his book, and then like all of a sudden like Cliff's going through the book like as the press conference about to start. He's like, "Have you read this, Sam?" And then it's like all the people at the bar like reacting horribly to a homosexual. It was very uncomfortable.
It's like very uncomfortable now.
Yeah. And the show Coach, which I watched as well with freaking Hayden Fox, Craig T. Nelson, they did an episode where one of his players was gay, and it was James Marsden, who played the Cyclops from X-Men. He plays the gay student who
Hayden
Fox kicks off his team because he's gay.
That's
what?
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, he brings him back. You know, he learns something at the end, but it's it's poorly. It's real early 90s sitcom handling
like
homosexuality. It's pre-Allen.
There was one of the first couple episodes of Cheers dealt with that with Coach, and obviously a different coach, but same name. Where this guy came into the bar and he was upset because his son was not only gay, but I think he was also dating a black guy.
Yeah.
And Coach was all
a double
like,
whammy in the 80s.
Double whammy, yeah.
Coach is the best. I mean, I like Woody well enough, but. The first two seasons when Coach is on it, he's so funny.
Yeah. He died, right, in real life?
Yeah, he died in real life.
It's too bad.
Yeah. It is too bad. Everyone loved him, I guess. Like, he was one of those, I guess, like, you know, like every so often you hear someone in Hollywood that was, like, legitimately a nice guy. And it's not like they almost were going to cancel the show just because they didn't know if they wanted to do it without Coach. because he was such a big part of it and they loved him so much. But the show must go on.
And it launched Woody Harrelson's career.
It did.
Just think, Woody. We might not have Woody Harrelson.
If not for Cheers. We might not have Haymitch. He's so good as Haymitch.
I think we still would have had Haymitch.
We still would, but he wouldn't have been as good.
We wouldn't have that first season of True Detective.
No.
Oh, man, that was intense.
I think Zombieland is probably still one of my favorite movies that he's in.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Even Natural Born Killers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
People versus Larry Flint, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Even Courtney Love was good in that, too.
Yeah. Even if she got all coked out naked.
Yeah.
That was in her, like, clean time where she was, like, looking really good and, like, cleaned up and not heroin chic.
Heroin chic?
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Google it.
Yeah.
Google that.
She plays the chunky part very well.
She does.
Allifair or something like that was her name in the movie?
Yeah.
Man. It's intense.
Yeah, I like Woody Harrelson. He was in, speaking of 2012, he was in that. He's like
Oh, yeah, he's a guy at Yellowstone.
Yeah, who could. Does he get blown up? Or
yeah, he's like on top of the volcano when it erupts.
That's right. He drives his like Winnebago up there. His really nice camper.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, that is nuts.
That there's that giant volcano right there.
Yeah, that's real. 2012 is a documentary shot in real time.
Yeah, in LA. That's what happened.
Man, John Cusack sure is good when he just outrunning death. It's like a Final Destination movie.
Right. In his limo.
Yeah, he's all over the place in that movie.
I'm glad that Russian mobster guy gets it in the end.
Oh, yeah, he was a real piece of shit. So were his kids.
Yeah, he got to save his kids.
I think it would have been better if when he went to throw his kids, it wasn't quite far enough, and they just fell to their death.
Nah, it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. They got hosed in the dad department. I don't like kids getting killed in movies. Never have.
Oh, man, you should check out that movie Sicario. Pretty good.
I think it's important that the kids of evil people die as well, because if it's passed in the genes, you're really doing the world a favor.
Dang.
It's like pit bulls. There are no bad dogs.
I'm just teasing. I'm saying that very tongue-in-cheek.
Randy Van Dyke, gigglers. Kill them all. Build camps.
Wipe them out. All of them.
Exactly. Do what must be done.
Randy Van Dyke, killing babies is okay.
I'm going to put that on your tombstone.
Killing babies since puberty.
Yeah. At Randy Rock. At Randy _ rocks.
Yeah.
Your tombstone could Randy's be shaped like a coat hanger.
_ rocks.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson was also in Doc Hollywood. Everyone remembers that Michael J. Fox classic.
Oh, yeah.
Friend salesman guy.
Yeah, and the girl, Tommy Boy's girlfriend, is in that movie, I think.
Possible. Yes.
She gets naked.
Her name escapes me, but yes, she is also in that. Julie Warner.
Tommy Boy's girlfriend.
Yeah. She plays Lou. In
Who's Lou?
She plays Lou in Doc Holliday, and I'm pretty sure she plays Lou in Tommy Boy too.
Mm.
She's always playing like the tomboy character here. No, she's Michelle in Tommy Boy. I was way off. She looks like a Lou.
She gets typecast.
Yeah. Now I feel like a dick. That's okay. I'm used to it.
You are a dick.
Justin, you watch Grey's Anatomy, don't you?
No, I haven't watched it since they killed
McDreamy.
Yeah, Dreamy.
He died?
Yeah, in a car accident.
Wow, that's ballsy.
Well, he saw a car accident, he pulled over, helped the people in the car accident, and then as he was walking back to his car, he was taking his sweet time, and then he got hit by a car. And then he needed to be treated a certain way at the hospital, but this fucking maverick of a doctor thought he knew everything. And there was this new doctor that was like, no, I think you should do this. And then and he's like, no, there's no time for that. We'll do this. And then he died.
That's fucking stupid.
Was there sad music playing while he died?
I don't know. I gave up.
Like Coldplay, Fix Me?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. but it was terrible.
Can't believe that show's still on.
I can't either. I know, it's awful.
It's like 12th season.
The turnover at the hospital for fucking fatalities is ridiculous.
Yeah, they just want to keep Shonda Rhimes happy. Shonda Rhimes.
She's not happy unless she's murdering people.
Yeah. I don't know how to get away with murder is pretty good, but that a lot of that stems from what's her name? Fuck.
I can't remember her name either. God damn it.
It's killing me here.
Octavia.
No, different one.
Does that start with a V?
Alfred Woodard, right? Speaking of Star Trek.
Huh?
I said speaking of Star Trek.
Wait, who's speaking of Star Trek?
It was Alfred Woodard is the character, I think, is who's in Get Away with Murder, right?
Wait, who? What is that?
She was in. Oh, no, it was Viola
Davis. Viola Davis or something?
You're right. Alfred Woodard is in something else of hers. Maybe it's Scandal.
Ooh, Scandal. That has Django's wife.
It does. Kerry Washington?
Yeah.
Scandal was only good during the first season.
Oh, really? It's not good anymore?
Scott, it like went way off the rails.
I don't like how her dad's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't like how her dad's a piece of shit either, because he was on the sci-fi show called Eureka. Mm-hmm. And his character on Eureka was really great. And then I saw him on Scandal and he's a piece of shit. And I didn't like it because on Eureka, he's like this kind of happy-go-lucky inventor guy who like helps everybody out. And then on Scandal, he's a piece of shit. And I was like, no.
He's responsible for the fucking Terminators, Amanda. He's Miles Dyson. Oh,
that's
Dyson.
Right. I forgot about that.
He kills everyone.
Oh.
He's the worst.
But he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. Scientists are always the bad guy.
He sacrificed himself to save them.
Small price to pay.
Right.
When he found out what happened, he sacrificed himself to save them. So he was still a good guy at the end.
Yeah, he's a good guy in Speed. So he can be a good guy sometimes.
Yeah, but he's like a bomb diffuser.
He's like the captain, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's the captain that tells the bomb. He tells Jeff Daniels to go deal with it.
Yeah, and he gets on the bus to save people at the airport. Yeah. Even though Cameron from Ferris Bueller's already been at the airport.
Yeah.
Alan Ruck or whatever. Is that his name?
It is, yeah. Funny you should mention that.
he was Captain of Enterprise B.
That's right. Bring him back to Star Trek.
Oh, wait, man. What?
In Generations, he was the captain of the Enterprise B. Randy, what did you just watch? Alan Ruck from Ferris
Bueller? I saw him pop up on something I was looking at online today. I was like, holy shit.
Oh.
What were you looking at? Oh, was it like alanruckporn.com?
No, I don't even remember what it was. It was some short film that he was in.
Oh, yeah? You were watching reruns of Spin City?
Fucking Spin City. That show is actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
I caught reruns of it. It was on before I would go to work at Autoland, and I would just laugh my ass off.
Yeah, it's all about... Spin City is all about the supporting cast.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, Michael J. Fox is always good, but, you know, everyone around him was funny. You know, Alan Ruck, Michael Boatman... The rest, whose name is...
And the rest!
I think Connie Britton from Friday Night Lights is one of them, maybe.
Oh, yeah, she was. I forgot about that. I thought Friday Night Lights was her claim to fame.
No, it's Nashville. What are you talking about?
No.
I know. It is Friday Night Lights.
Just Nashville. Like
Kyle Chandler will always be... Coach Taylor. Coach T.
What's the thing that they say?
Oh, clear eyes, full heart, can't live.
Yeah, I can never remember how that goes. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
I like, take what you can, give nothing back.
That show made me really glad I didn't grow up in Texas, though.
Oh, yeah, they took their footballs and their steak very seriously.
Too seriously.
But they were—they appear to be awfully kind on the underage drinking and underage strip club entrance.
Yeah,
that's true.
So you know, one hand
give it a trade off.
Yeah, that shit's okay.
Yeah, now I'm hungry.
Your buddy, your favorite actor is in fucking Friday Night Lights. Jesse Plemons, he's the guy from Breaking Bad. Can't stand.
Fucking Down
syndrome. Oh my god, he's in Fargo.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize him. He looks like Matt Damon. He looks like a fat Matt Damon now.
Oh, really? I was going to go with... He almost looks like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, yeah. I can see that, too.
Like there's like a picture on his main IMDb picture right now. He looks like he's auditioning for a Philip Seymour Hoffman biopic.
I mean, he... Like, I kind of want... Like, did he gain that weight for that role, or...
I don't know.
That's some dedication.
He did kick the winning field goal for East Dillon to beat West Dillon in the first in the rekindling of the rivalry. So, I mean, it's all downhill from there.
Because he was really small on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, Landry. He killed a guy. That got weird.
What? Was it a little kid that just happened to be riding by on his four-wheeler?
No, it was a bad man who he was in love with. And he beat to death with a pipe to save her life.
Wait, I don't remember that.
Sounds intense.
Yeah,
he killed that guy.
Yeah, like the guy who was like kind of like stalking Tyra, and then like he was supposed to meet her to study at the Alamo Freeze.
Yeah,
she killed him. Yeah, she was leaving. He started attacking, and he showed up, and then he hit him in the back of the head with
a pipe. I remember him attacking him, but I don't remember the guy dying.
Yeah, he died. Yeah, don't you remember? And like his dad was like the sheriff, and they had to like burn and destroy the car because.
Oh yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. Now I remember.
He lost his watch, and it was the whole thing. Oh, man's gonna find out.
Some fucked up shit.
Such a good show. It's the best.
Sounds awful.
Oh my god, Justin.
It's really good.
It's got Riggins. It's got Riggins, Justin.
Riggins. Dude.
What's a Riggins?
You need to watch the show. It's Taylor Kitsch.
Taylor Kitsch.
Oh, great. Great.
And Battleship.
Jesus Christ.
Before True Detective. No.
And season
good.
2 True Detective.
He was good.
Oh, poor guy can't catch a break.
He used to be good.
He was in the worst X-Men movie. He was in the terrible season of True Detective. He was in the box office failure Battleship
God,
and John
he was
Carter with
so
him.
So bad in True Detective.
He was in Lone Survivor, which, speaking of spoiler alert, in the fucking title, right there in plain sight.
Oh, you know what he was in that's good? He was in A Normal Heart. Or The
that?
Normal Heart.
HBO movie?
It's an HBO movie about AIDS.
Oh, man.
It's an uplifting tale. Mark
Ruffalo. It's really sad.
I think Julie Roberts in it too.
Yeah, she is.
Really? What's she up to?
I
don't know.
Housing
really care.
Refugees in her mouth.
Yeah. I don't even know what
that's mean, Dave.
It is very mean. I was channeling my inner Randy there.
I wouldn't even say shit like that out loud.
What? She's a wonderful actress. She got an Academy Award. She's a wonderful actress. She's doing like Chanel commercials.
Julia Roberts we're talking about?
Yeah.
Huh.
She's America's sweetheart, you know. Well,
she
was
her Academy Award for? Hook?
Aaron Brockovich. Hook. She was snubbed for Hook, which is a great movie, regardless of what you say.
I love Hook.
Run home, Jack.
Hook is great.
That's pretty good.
Aside from the part where she's a creepy, like, stalker.
Oh, I like that part.
Oh, it's the
and Maggie Smith. Oh God, that's so weird.
Peter, you become a pirate.
When Captain Hook captures Peter Pan, he's like, "Draw your weapon." And he takes out his checkbook. How much do you want? And then he shoots the checkbook, but he shoots the pirate behind him, and he falls down dead. That's comedy.
That is comedy.
Spielberg's
and
a
then
genius.
Glenn Close is a pirate.
Yeah, she is.
Oh man, I like that movie.
She goes
Gwyneth
in the box.
Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow before she was
Pizza.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, I can't go with you. And she turns into Maggie Smith.
Yeah, yeah, she gets old, and then Peter's like all scared when he touches her. He's like, "Oh, what happened to you? Am I gonna turn into that too?"
Pizza.
Yeah, that's bad news bears. How long was it gone?
The guy went to get milk
and lottery tickets.
Yeah, went to get a pack of smokes and some and some Powerball tickets.
That's too bad. You know, I never even noticed that Smee says he's like Captain. These are fairy footprints, or I got a dead man's dinghy, or something like that. Like, whoa, whoa.
the cop, it's me.
The boo box.
He's like, why do I try?
No, not the boo box.
Don't try to stop me, Smee. I'm going to kill myself. Smee, don't try to stop me. Smee, try to stop me. You better stop me, Smee, or I'm going to blow my head off. Nah, Captain.
Oh, man. Or when he takes his earwax and puts it on his mustache, that's pretty gross, too.
Randy, that's a Randy.
Yeah. I like how he's like, R to you. Not bad. All right. So dumb. Oh, my God. Play.
Yeah.
That movie's horrible.
Play,
just have
Peter.
A happy thought. I know. Not being in a slingshot would make me very happy. He's going. He's going up. He's coming down.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, there you are, Peter.
What? There's nothing.
Gandhi ate more than this. Jesus.
What a fun, quotable movie.
That Rufio, he's a real piece of work.
Rufio.
Oh, that is so dangerous. Oh, I love it. Oh, man, remember, you're in England, the land of good manners.
It's snowing!
It's snowing! He slammed the door in his face.
Wait, where are they from?
He's there in, like, New York or some nonsense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're from...
Some big city place.
America, somewhere where they play baseball. But their league doesn't believe in giving them teams.
What's his face? Lost his marbles.
Yeah, Toodles.
He really did lose his marbles. Yeah, he lost them good.
Oh, man. What's that guy's name? Thud? Thudball?
I don't believe that's his name.
Thud? I think it is Thud.
Is it Thud?
No. Yeah. Right. He's Thudball! And then, like, he, like, puts his legs up in his face and rolls around and knocks out, goes bowling for pirates.
He just bends. Thudbutt.
Thudbutt.
Thudbutt's his name.
Corinne, his action figure.
Thudbutt. Of course you did. Why wouldn't you have Thudbutt? Was he in the G-String King?
No, I didn't have any Hook action figures.
But there was
Waterworld. I had those.
I'm sure you got the whole set of that.
I think I remember seeing them in the clearance aisle at the same time.
Still in the package, right? Loose side case.
You know who had shitty figures was Willow.
Oh, I know.
They were like statues.
Yeah, they were totally unarticulated. They weren't the same scale as any other figures. And, I mean, they looked kind of cool, but you couldn't really do anything with them. You just stand them up like an army man.
Yeah, Mad Mardigan was like on his horse or something like that.
Yeah, they had two different versions of a lot of the main characters, like Mad Mardigan and Sorsha and fucking...
Kale,
General Kale. Thank you. I couldn't remember his name. They had versions of him just standing with swords and stuff, and then they had mounted versions as well. And then there was like a mail away you could send away for Willow in a green shirt instead of a blue shirt.
Oh shit!
And later on, they released a Willow figure that was identical to the early ones, except it came with a little human baby.
You will not believe. The look on his face. He looks like such an asshole.
What?
Like, if you Google Mad Mardigan action figure, he looks like he's got a derpy face. It's terrible.
I couldn't spell Mad. I spell just like it looks.
And I remember there were some really cool, I think they were Sears or JCPenney's exclusives. Or they may not even been exclusive. I remember just seeing them in the Christmas Wish book. Like, there was, like, this little, there's, like, a catapult kind of vehicle thing and, like, a little wagon.
This is the worst figure I've ever seen.
And then they had the giant three-headed dragon that was guarding the castle and the moat. And that one wasn't officially released, but I swear I remember seeing it as a kid, and it does exist. You can track it down. It's worth a bunch of money. But nobody really cares that much because there's, like, 12 people that collect Willow.
I bet Willow action figures are $1 trillion on eBay. Let's see.
Look up the Ebersisk. Ebersisk. That's the name of the three-headed dragon.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
It was very cool looking.
Ebersisk. Oh, S-K. That's silly me. I put a C there. I'm an asshole.
What an asshole. Don't know how to spell Ebersisk.
Yeah, idiot.
That was stop motion, yeah?
Oh, yeah, in a big way. Man, I like that movie.
Yeah, it's a fucking awesome movie.
I think it, like, it's got an awesome mythology and it looks cool, like that. Like, General Kale, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he's fucking awesome, and, like, the idea behind Mad Mardigan and Sorsha and stuff. But, yeah.
I love the soundtrack, too.
Yeah, the music's incredible, yeah.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they use the same music in Enemy at the Gates, the movie with the snipers and stuff, with Law. Yeah. You always hear the na-na-na-na music, and it sounds just like fucking General Kale's music. Copycat sons of bitches.
There's a huge Willow action figure lot going for buy now, $48. They're all open though.
I'm pretty sure I have all my stuff from childhood over at my dad's house still, locked away in some box somewhere. Yeah, they had these metal bases, but the figures themselves was actually plastic.
I was gonna say this auction has like all the figures, so you can see how terrible all of them look.
They came out around. Remember the starting lineup toys, the action figures?
I do.
They're a lot like those. They didn't really move, and they were just kind of there.
Just there.
Oh, I just saw the derpy-faced one that you linked.
That's definitely terrible.
It's a custom. So
I know, but it looks so bad.
Yeah. Well, the actual one doesn't look much better. Like in the package, it looks pretty.
Well, you got to figure that the one that Justin linked was like 6 inches tall, probably. And David, the one you linked is like an inch and a half or 2 inches tall.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I remember them looking. I never had the little baby.
What? You never had the baby?
Never had the baby. I had everything else.
When are you going to come see the baby?
Yeah. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
Oh, you want to hear something fucking funny?
Yeah.
So, the Horner, James Horner,
yeah,
did the music for Willow. Yeah. Check this shit out. He has this for Enemy at the Gates. Funny thing, he is a conductor. He's uncredited, though.
Oh, yeah?
How funny. They sound so similar. Maybe he started moving his hands to the music of fucking Willow. And yeah. And they got confused.
Oh, shit. Wrong score.
Well, he also did Troy and, and what's it called? Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Mm. And their scores are identical. And they use that same, like that, whatever that instrument is that makes that. Yeah, whatever instrument is that makes that sound is like what he uses a lot. And so that's what he uses a lot for, like, the Klingons and, like, for a lot of Spock, or not Spock, Khan's music. And he uses it, like, mad in Troy.
He used, fucking Deep Impact, too.
Yeah, he did a lot of shit. It was sad that he passed away. Did the new Karate Kid, you know. He's big, did Titanic. He did all Cameron's movies.
That's crazy.
Braveheart. Got 2 Oscars. 46 nominations.
I didn't realize that he just died.
Yeah, a plane crash or something like that, right?
Yeah.
That fucking sucks. I mean, it's terrible when somebody dies, but it's even worse when they're taken before their time.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, I forgot all about Troy. You know what pisses me off about that? Is that Brad Pitt was like the first guy to do that jump in the air and stab down kind of move.
He's like finishing move.
And that's in everything now.
Yeah.
People just rip that shit all day long.
It's so rad, like, the first time he does it on a, like, giant guy.
Yeah. Goes, like, and the fight's over in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, like, he's, like, Troy's not even there, or Achilles isn't even there. He's, like, banging broads and, like, Achilles! And, like, no one, he's like, oh, he's, go get him!
I remember we thought Peter O'Toole was, like, dead. Right. And then he dies in 2013. We thought for sure that he died before Troy was even finished.
Yeah,
and they, like, put his face in the movie again. And then
I heard that too. It's so
early
funny.
Early internet lies.
Like, how's this asshole still making movies?
Yeah,
it don't make no sense.
Yeah, one of my favorite scenes in Troy is when they're taking the beach of Troy, yeah. And Brad Pitt's just like fighting, and he just throws his shield on his back right as an arrow can like hits the shield. I'm like, oh, yeah,
he's not destined to die that way. That's why.
No, I guess not. God, he's destined to get shot in the fucking heel by
fucking Legolas.
Yeah, Legolas, who spent the entire movie practicing shooting a bow and arrow,
yeah,
and then misses horrifically.
It's like a Gatling gun of arrows.
It's something. It's like daggers.
I like Troy. I kind of want to watch that movie now. That's one of those movies that's like large scale. A lot of people
Yeah.
That was kinda... your buddy. Das Boot. Yeah. Never ending story.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in making small movies. Yeah. He's finally making another movie, but it's like a German movie. He hasn't made anything since like Poseidon in 06, I think.
I liked Poseidon too.
Kurt Russell dies in
it. I know, that's spoiler alert. But he saves six people doing it.
Yeah, he does. I mean, Gene Hackman dies in the original, spoiler alert.
Hey.
In a similar fashion, I guess.
Yeah, so I can't believe you just ruined that for me.
Yeah.
I like the spoiler alert. Jeez.
Yeah. I sorry I spoiled a 45-year-old movie.
I'm offended.
You know, I like a lot of Peterson's movies. I like The Perfect Storm. I like. Not a lot of people give it shit, but I like The Perfect Storm. I like Air Force One. Get off my plane. And The Line of Fire is really good.
I like
Das Boot. I like Neverending Story. I like Enemy Mine.
You know, that movie's actually kind of special for Louis Gossett Jr. I read this whole interview with him just like last week because I was checking to see if he was still alive. And I know that sounds kind of morbid, but I like the guy. And so I was listening to the podcast. We were talking about Jaws 3. And then I was like, fucking Louis Gossett Jr. is in that movie. So then I looked him up and then I just kept clicking and clicking and clicking. And then there's this whole thing. How after he did The Officer and a Gentleman, it was going to open up all these doors for him because now he's an Academy Award winner, right?
Right.
And but when he took on the role of Enemy Mine, he was really excited about it because no one knew it was him. You know, it was, his eyes are what's making his character come to life because of all the makeup and the masks and all that stuff.
Right.
And he really liked that. He thought that was so cool.
Oh, that's good.
No story. Oh, and he was supposed to have been killed with the fucking Charlie Manson family. Like, he was going to, on his way to the party that they went, where those ladies went and started killing people.
Really?
Yeah, he...
Like in Hollywood and stuff?
Yeah, he went home to shower and change. He left one party to go to another party, but he wanted to go home first. And because he went home, he wasn't murdered.
Oh.
That's crazy shit.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's good luck, I guess.
Yeah. Still
kind of... He's like, I'm going to meet this Manson cat. I don't want to go all stinking. I don't want to offend him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he didn't go because...
And we wouldn't have had Iron Eagle.
That's
I
right.
I fucking love that movie.
It was best movie ever. All like seven of them.
It's pretty good.
How many Iron Eagles are there now?
It's like four or five. And turns out Jason Gedrick didn't die.
Why haven't they remade these?
I don't know. I think it's impossible.
They seem like easy to remake movies.
They just go to war with some nameless Arab nation.
Yeah. But even Iron Eagle, they're fighting Arabs. They don't, because they team up with the Russians in one of them.
Yeah, in Iron Eagle 2.
Yeah. Not even saying with Iron Eagle 3 or 4.
Three was like Aces or something like that.
Aces, Iron Eagle 3.
Yeah. Were they like stunt pilots?
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Who needs the Blue Angels when you got a bunch of old retired vets?
Yeah. Girls with machine guns on the covers. It's right. Like the covers.
That's right.
Like, no planes. There's Lou Gossett Jr. like a ridiculous hat and like a girl with a machine gun.
That's what it's all about.
Who may or may not be Rachel McLish.
Hmm. Those are the days.
Oh, I'll be. Iron Eagle. He can't fly unless he's got his rock music.
Yeah. Which is fun because one of the songs that he plays is off the Highlander soundtrack. Of It's a Kind of Magic, yeah.
I went down a deep one of those rabbit hole searches on like Highlander, like watching, like reading up on like the making of like Highlander, and then like Highlander 2, like just like the behind the scenes like shenanigans that made them like decide to go like this whole weird direction and stuff like that. It was definitely an interesting delve, and it talked about all like the spinoffs and the cartoon and the show, and I was like, huh, I'm surprised you didn't know that.
A lot of action, man.
Yeah. Christopher Lambert. Raiden himself.
Yeah. And Clancy Brown, Sean Connery.
That's right.
Come on. That's Kurgan. Pretty goddamn good.
Black Hand.
There's and then the cop, the guy that's trying to solve this whole thing that's taking place in 1984 or 1986, whenever the hell the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same cop that's in See No Evil, Hear No Evil. That's just pissed that he's being eluded by a blind guy and a deaf guy.
Yeah.
But I digress. Anyway, he's like, there's this whole shootout in an alley, and he's like, that's New York for you. 20 goddamn people standing around and no one saw a fucking thing.
He's always like a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Usually,
people are just meant to be those roles.
Yeah, usually not a good cop. Like, he's usually not good at his job.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah. Well, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
So you guys ready to start?
Yeah.
That's good.
Do you have a list, Randy?
I do have a list.
What is it?
Top 10 fetishes you won't believe.
I don't know. I figure, if you check my Google search, you'll know, you'll find some weird shit.
I figure since this show is kind of dedicated to just randomness, I would go with a list that also kind of reflected that same sensibility.
Okay.
And to get me on the FBI watch list, I'm going to Google every fetish you tell me.
Well, some of them have technical names, some of them don't.
Oh.
Number 10, for example, flatulence fetishism.
Oh, pass.
What's number 9?
That was quick.
You don't want to hear that. You might as well go full glass table.
You want to hear about the notorious Dutch oven?
I don't think we need to.
I have a Dutch oven. I take it camping.
Number 9, hierophilia.
What's that?
This one sounds fun. So, this is basically anybody who becomes aroused at the idea of making love in a religious setting. Number eight.
That's naughty.
Omurashi. And the graphic for this shows, like, you know, the male-female stick figures that you'd see on a bathroom door, except they're, like, kind of crossing their legs like they have to pee really bad. So what omurashi is being turned on by the thought of desperately having to urinate. Like, when you have to pee so bad that you're, like, shaking. Some people get turned on by that. Number 7, climacophilia. And it's not going to be what you think, because it sounds like it's got climax in it, but it doesn't really. What this is the idea of getting turned on by falling downstairs.
What?
You know, it gets
so
hot.
Specific.
Turn this safe search off on this bad boy here.
Number 6, women sinking in quicksand. Now, I've actually heard of this before. I've heard of people having a quicksand fetish about, like, the feel of themselves, like, in the quicksand. And I even heard, and it may have been a podcast that I listened to or something, or on the radio somewhere along the line, of somebody getting arrested for masturbating in public in quicksand because he liked the way that it felt. I don't know if it was on his junk or how it felt, like, as he was sinking into the quicksand. But this is men getting turned on by women sinking in quicksand. Huh. Now, continuing to walk the line of sexism here, number 5, women failing to start cars. So apparently, there's also it's a thing for some guys who get incredibly turned on by a woman who cannot start a car. You know, like in a horror movie and, you know, there's like only one woman left alive and she's running desperately from the killer, gets into a car and rah, 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 it won't start. Well, to some guys, that exact scenario is freaking pornography. Totally turns them on. I don't know if it's necessarily because it gives them the opportunity to maybe feel like a gentleman or be chivalrous and rescue the damsel in distress, or if it's complete opposite and they're like, hey, she can't escape.
I feel like there's something sinister going on there.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't get away from me.
Number 4.
I pulled out the spark plugs.
All you germaphobes like myself, you're going to want to avoid this one. Number 4, girls licking doorknobs. There is nothing
gross
as dirty as a doorknob.
Woof, just went from 6 to 9 in my house.
Oh, man. One time I asked Lynn, I go, would you, like, how much would you need to get paid to lick a phone, a payphone at an airport, and she couldn't even give me a number.
I can give
you a fucking number. Germs are just gross.
Yeah,
my shots are up to date.
Here we go. I'd do it for $1 million.
You'd lick a payphone for $1 million?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think it twice for $1 million.
I would lick.
There's a few things I would not do for $1 million.
Honestly, I would lick dog shit for $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Done.
It's only money.
I'd lick a phone for...
that I don't have.
I'd lick a public payphone for like $1,000, Justin.
Really?
Put it together. Let's make it happen.
I probably would, too.
I guess I would want to know that I'm not going to die.
Well, that's just it. Do you?
You're not going to die.
Oh, man. You could get the HIV.
You might get a little... You're not going to get the HIV.
Oh, yeah. Get some kind of rare disease.
No,
that's only transferred from, like, some random germ.
HIV is only from toilet seats. I'm sorry.
So what are we talking about? Like, you just got, like... Is there like a time frame? You got to put your tongue on it for like 30 seconds.
Oh, you got to put it in your
mouth.
Yeah.
Like the whole receiver.
Yeah. And then someone's got to call.
And
then you have to, you have to conduct a conversation with the receiver in your mouth, deep throated.
Now we got to find the payphone.
Yeah.
Done. Next time you come down, Justin, you bring the $1,000 and I'll do it for you.
I want you to sing a song. I want you to sing like I was born in the USA.
Sure. Whilst here, touching my nipples.
Bring $2,000 and I'll sing Camp Town Races.
The Camp Town Race?
Alright, so we're going on to the next one, number 3. This one's going back to the clinical sounding titles. Pteranophilia.
Pteron?
Pteron. But it's spelled like pterodactyl. There's a silent P at the beginning. What this is getting turned on at the idea of being tickled by feathers. That one I could kind of understand.
Fancy boy.
This one, I'm going to have you guys try to guess based on just the title alone.
Ooh, okay.
Number 2. Oculolinctus. Ocu.
Watching.
Is something like poking out your eyes or something?
I was going to say watching UFC fights.
Either licking like someone's eyeball or having your eyeball...
It's a pass.
I don't like eye anything.
I me either. That's why I could never.
I can't do eye drops. I can't do contacts. I don't like eye stuff.
Number 1 is kind of weird because I don't think a lot of people are going to find a problem with it. But number 1 on this list, courtesy of top10s.net, and that's tens with a Z.
Of course.
Number 1, human males.
What?
So, human males. Even as a human male yourself, it doesn't necessarily make you homosexual to be aroused or turned on by human males. In fact, certain animals are as well. There's a story revolving around a chimpanzee in the 1970s named Lucy, who only seemed to be sexually interested in human males. And they used to give her copies of Playgirl magazine, and she would sit there and masturbate while flipping through the magazine. So she really, really had a thing for dudes.
That's awesome. I mean, I could see that. I mean, I get bored watching like lesbian porn. I need some penis in my videos.
Yeah, I mean, I've always felt the same way. I need something in there that I can relate to, something that's going to ground me to the reality that I'm watching. And if there's no penis in it, I can't. I can't picture myself there.
I will leave my proclivities to myself.
Yeah, you like videos of Randy.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wearing his Darth Vader helmet.
Yes. Of course.
Randy knows my proclivities. That's enough.
Midget amputees.
Yes.
Clown.
Yes. Sorry, I left
that. They're ambiguously brown. You don't know what exactly they are.
Could be Puerto Rican. Could be Dominican. Who knows?
All right, so that's our list.
What a great list, Randy. Thanks for that.
Hey, no problem.
It's the theme of what the fuck are they talking about at Geek Legacy?
It's not our fault. Nothing happened.
Everyone's saving up their news for after the Super Bowl.
It's like that one failed episode of Geek Legacy After Dark we tried to do a couple years back. Time we kept it a little cleaner.
We didn't want anyone to lose their wife.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
That was hardcore.
Were you going to lose your wife?
Yes.
I said some unsavory shit, I think. The worst thing is I don't even remember.
Randy's dummy podcast was an earshot of his wife. I'm like on the other side of the house.
My house is too small. It's only 1,000 square feet. There's nowhere I could be that's out of earshot.
Gotta go in your garage. Get that garage internet going.
Go in the bathroom and turn on the fan.
Yeah.
That'd and run good. All the water.
And flush the toilet all the time.
You could filter out that noise, right, Justin? Mm-hmm.
Let's use some Pro Tools.
It's his favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
There's the filter for that. It's the custom Randy filter.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic list. Is that it? Anyone got any shout-outs?
Randy's fun rocks. Happening?
Randy's rocks. You want to tell about Long Beach, Randy? That's only a couple weeks away.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's talk about Long Beach.
Weeks? We keep getting the tweets every day for Long Beach. And it's still weeks away?
Yeah. The 20th and the 21st is Long Beach Comic Expo. Mr. David Edmondson and myself are going to be doing a panel with Chris Gore talking about social media marketing for indie films and web series.
Not Chris Hardwick. They're different people.
That Chris Gore.
Yeah, for anybody who might get them mixed up.
Idiots.
The other Chris.
Hey, for all you know, you inspired him.
Yeah, maybe.
No, inspired him to go home and tell his friends, this fucking guy I saw at Comic-Con today.
Well, he didn't have a podcast at the time. Now he does.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I should have a podcast. A podcast!
You guys going to see me.
That's like a total check the probate kind of moment.
I'm gonna like judge his film one day and give him an award and then be on panels with him.
Yeah.
Small world.
What a small world indeed.
Yeah, so if you're going to be at Long Beach, come check us out.
Yeah, it's going to be Saturday, February 20th. I believe at 6 p.m., February 20th, Saturday.
Yeah, make sure to ask us about OTTs.
You down with OTTs?
Exactly. It's a fucking asshole. I hope he comes back. That was at Long Beach that the guy asked us that question.
Was that Long Beach or was that
that was Long
Kamikaze?
Beach no, that was Long Beach from where Schnepp. Because he asked the question, then I answered it, and then Schnepp answered it. And then he was basically like, no, you guys are wrong. It's blah, blah, blah. And then Schnepp was like, well, if you know the answer, why are you asking? Or if you don't like our answer, go ask somebody else. Meet CBS, asshole. Yeah. But if you come, I appreciate it. Just don't ask a douche question. Fun.
Great.
That's tough.
Take us out.
It's fun hanging with you guys tonight. if you like shooting the shit like we do, follow us on Twitter at Geek Legacy, and shoot us some random questions. You know, let's chat. Let's have a rap session. You know, just hit us up. You know, that's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. You know, you'll get a response back probably from Snacky Cakes or Edgy Armo, but maybe the other two who want to keep their handles secret because they're afraid you're going to come to their house in the middle of the night and murder them. But I don't have that fear. I have two.
Mine's
kids,
not so secret. If someone really wanted to find it.
Well, yeah. All you have to do is go to Geek Legacy, and in the banner it says like all.
Yeah, we're all there.
All of our handles are there. Yeah.
Well, some of us. One of ours is their actual name. It's not hard to find them.
Yeah, I want to be found.
Yeah. So yeah, check us out. And then like us on Facebook, Instagram. Justin's on Snapchat doing weird dick things, and
I am not.
It's a lot of fun.
It's my dog mostly.
It's like puppetry of the penis over there.
Yeah, he's doing like the watch and the hamburger and the Eiffel Tower.
Good one.
Yeah. So see you guys when we see ya.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.